For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Demonstrators in Paris called the Yellow Jackets clash with police on the famed Champs-Élysées as they protest against rising fuel prices. Thousands of police officers try to contain the protests and roadblocks by drivers angry not only about the fuel prices, but Emmanuel Macron's presidency in general. In San Francisco, the Golden Gate Ferry crashes into the dock. This witness, Kelly Sherper, who was dining at a restaurant in the San Francisco Ferry building, tells KGO-TV she was frightened to see the ferry barreling toward the building.
I thought it was going to go straight into the restaurant, so I started running the opposite direction.
The ferry struck so hard the boat will have to be towed, and it broke the concrete and metal railing on the deck. Two people reported minor injuries. Passengers on the boat and those sitting in the restaurant said they could tell the ferry was going way too fast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Central American migrants are now capped in Tijuana, USA's Wendy King reports.
The mayor says the city is really struggling to care for the thousands of refugees gathered there, hoping to find asylum in the U.S., although President Trump says they will not get it. Some temporary shelters have been set up, including a large stadium, but it's still not enough for the nearly 5,000 people. Tijuana's mayor says he's done everything he can, but he says they're running out of money. Many people are now sleeping on the ground without tents or blankets. Just over 1,000 children are suffering with little food or shelter.
The Windy City is going to be the snow city later this weekend. Todd Kluber with the National Weather Service says drivers face as much as a half foot of snow.
Initially, we're looking at the precipitation to start off as rain for the immediate Chicago area and then transition to snow during the Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening. At least not the first time that we've seen snow in the Chicago area for this season, but it does look like the potential to be one of the heavier events that we have seen so far this season.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
President Trump releases his Thanksgiving message on Friday, thanking those in the military for their service, and
we also pause to pray for all of those who have suffered loss this year, especially survivors and families of the innocent Americans who were victims of the horrific and hateful acts of violence. And we pray for everyone affected by catastrophic storms and devastating wildfires that have ravaged communities in California. Every American heart is with those impacted by these terrible tragedies.
Senator Mark Warner delivered the Democrats' weekly address, and he talked about the Robert Mueller investigation.
Russia attacked our democracy in 2016, and we have to get to the bottom of what happened and make sure that no crimes were committed along the way. My committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, continues to conduct a bipartisan inquiry into what happened in 2016.
Golf took center stage Friday as Tiger Woods squared off against Phil Mickelson in Capital One's The Match pay-per-view winner-take-all event. It took 22 holes for Mickelson to pull off the win.
I'm just trying to calm down right now. My heart can't take much more, Ernie. This has been such an incredible opportunity to have a day like this with Tiger.
Mickelson birdied the fourth playoff hole to beat Woods in their $9 million made-for-TV match. Only 700 invited guests were allowed to watch the event billed as golf's first pay-per-view broadcast. It was marred by technical difficulties and was eventually streamed free. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.